This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia now says that at least 60 people have been killed, 145 injured in a raid on a concert
hall. Russian officials say several assailants sprayed the crowd with gunfire and set fire to the venue. The attack targeted the Crocus City Hall, a large music venue on the city's western edge. The attack took place as crowds gathered for a performance by the famous Russian rock band Picnic.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on affiliated channels on social media. U.S. intelligence officials told the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence agencies had learned of the group's branch in Afghanistan was planning an attack in Moscow and shared the information with Russian officials. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that an offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah would risk further isolating Israel and damaging its long-term security. Rick Pantaleo
with details.
Secretary of State Blinken told reporters Friday that the U.S. shares Israel's goal of defeating Hamas, but he said the ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
A major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Speaking as he departed Israel, Blinken said he had candid conversations, referring to meetings with officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The UN's migration agency has expressed alarm over the discovery of a mass grave containing the bodies of at least 65 migrants in the deserts of western Libya. Earlier this week, Libya's criminal investigation authority reported the grave.